Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode, brand new episode of the Kinda Cool podcast with me, your host, Jamin, who is kinda cool. So today on the podcast, we're gonna do something different. I'm gonna look at some news articles and just kind of talk about them because really I have nothing else to talk about. All my guests that I reached out to are a no-go for this week. I'm super sad about it. I'm trying really hard to find people to come on and talk with me. Next week, I should have my friend Drew coming on, or my brother, or I'll reach out to some other people on YouTube. Yeah, it sucks, man, trying to find people to come on. I had a lot of guests at the start of this thing, but they're running out. If you're listening to this and you want to come on and chat with me, let me know, because I'm totally down for that. So if you're brand new to this podcast, this is where I try to talk with smaller creators on YouTube or Instagram or just anything. If you're a small creator, I want to chat with you, figure out, you know, what drives you to do YouTube, what drives you to do Instagram, podcasts, that sort of thing. Because this hobby, I mean, it takes a lot of time, you know. You have to edit and record and all that kind of stuff. Find guests if you have guests on your podcast. So I like to talk with people about that kind of thing and figure out why they're so passionate about doing it. So let's look at something here. First, I want to say thank you for tuning in. Check out the description of this video if you want to follow me on Twitter, Instagram. I have the podcast down there, which you're already on the podcast. But you can find everything you need to know down there. And let's start. So looking at entertainment stuff, what's your favorite website to look at news on? Because I don't look at news that much. Most of the news I see is on my Twitter. Excuse me. Let me look at my Twitter. Let me go on Twitter and see what's popping. That's better than looking at news sites. So it's Sunday, so there's a lot of football going on. My Dallas Cowboys are sucking it up, man. They're going to end up with the first overall pick if they keep going like this. I wonder if the Jets won today. Let me see if the Jets won. Well, I am not in the search bar. I am in the tweet bar. So that would have been not good. Okay, let's check on the Jets. Breaking down a tough one. Final. Oh, they didn't win. So the Jets are still winless. Jets are still winless. Great. That's our biggest competition for first overall, I think. The Giants are 1-5, I think. 1-6. Eagles are 2-5 now. 2-4-1 now, I think. So we're in bad shape. But I don't think we'll win another game this year, the Cowboys. I think we're 2-14. So, yep, 2-14. That's good enough to get top 5 pick, in my opinion. I don't know what we need. We need everything. We need more picks. We need 15 picks. We need to take 10 picks on defense and 4 or 5 picks on offense. Excuse me, a little gunked up. Just a tad bit gunked up. Let's do explore on Twitter. What is there to explore on Twitter? One thing that was popping out to me this week was the fact that they are saying Spider-Man, the newest Spider-Man movie with Tom Holland, the Marvel Spider-Man, will have Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield in cameos or small roles or something like that. That would be awesome. That would be pretty sick to have a multi-universe type thing going on. I think I talked about this a little bit last week, but I don't remember for sure. Sorry, I lost my train of thought. I was reading something on here. I'm trying to really focus on my speaking to help myself not say so much because I know I've been very dependent on that. I can tell that I say it too much, and I'm very much trying to not say it. So anytime there's a pause, I'm fighting the urge so bad to not say it. A lot of sports stuff on here. A lot of sports stuff on my Twitter today. It's what I get for filming on a Sunday. If I had questions that I could go over, that would be cool. But I don't have questions to answer. I'm just a sad person doing a talking to myself in a microphone for no reason. Let's see. Let's do like a Q&A of myself. This is like a get to know me type thing. So, clicking on articles of what questions should you ask in a podcast? It's very easy for me to keep a conversation going with someone else. That's why I would love to have guests because we can just really, I can play off of people so well. But for me to have to talk by myself, it's very hard. I just hope everyone out there is having a great day. If you're listening to this, just know that you are loved. And I will gladly talk to you and be your friend because everyone deserves a friend. And I know that if you're listening to this, man, you are really looking for, you're looking for, you've passed all kinds of other things up to listen to this, and that's so awesome to me. And I think that's precious. Podcast interview questions, part one. What's something people seem to misunderstand about you? I don't know. Number two, what should I ask you that I didn't know enough to ask? Wait, what should I ask you that I didn't know enough to ask? Oh, like a personal question. Number three, show me on the doll where he touched you. Okay. No thanks. My dog is barking outside and it's starting to piss me off a little bit. Gosh, she barks so much. About nothing. Like she's very protective of her backyard that's fenced in. And I'm happy about that, but you don't have to bark at everything. I think there's just squirrels out there. And we have people that walk behind our house because there's like an alley back there, and she just lets those people have it, just all up in their business. What is one thing that your program did for your client that you didn't expect? What is this? This is why? If we had $1 million to spend on health tech and no red tape, how would you spend it? So these are questions asked by other podcasts, I guess, because it cites right after it different podcasts. American Slacker Podcast, the Royal Health Voice, Rural. Gosh, I can't say that. Rural. The Rural Health Voice. What is the best compliment you had ever received? Dude, I'm handsome. My mom told me I've handsome before, and that was the best compliment I ever got. Craig Cast Podcast. If you could have dinner with three people, dead or alive, who would it be and why? Now, that is a good question. Three people, dead or alive, that I could have dinner with. One of them would be okay, so we're going I'm gonna go famous people. I could say like I'd like to have dinner with my grandpa again. But I will just go with famous people so that we can be more because it can be more relatable to other people, I guess. So first I want to say one of the Game Grumps guys. I don't want to use both of them, Aaron and Dan. They only got one more person. Can they just count as a group? I'm going to count them as a group. So Game Grumps, one. So another person. Chris Evans, maybe? Seems like a dope dude. Super politically out there. He seems like he's on top of everything. Has good morals. Has like a voice. And it'd be cool to chat with him. He's Captain America. I like that dude a lot. What else? What other person? I thought this would be a good question, but I'm having to think about it a lot more than I thought I would. Who else do I really like out there that I'd like to chat with? I'm trying to think of another YouTube person. James Rolfe, Angry Video Game Nerd. I've been a fan of that dude for so long. Seems like the realest, chillest, coolest dude. It'd be cool to have dinner with him, talk about everything, ask him so many questions about all the Angry Video Game Nerd content he's done, talk about some horror movies that he likes, some that, you know, he has so much knowledge, so much in his brain that we could pick and talk about. Someone else on YouTube, because I think I'll kick out Chris Evans. Sorry, Chris Evans. I'm just realizing there's not that many celebrities that I really look up to or idolize. Another, like a band that I like. I don't really have a lot of band people that I like either. Ninja Sex Party is one I can think of, and that Danny's in that, so Game Grumps is there. Used to be H3. I would have loved to sit and chat with that dude, but I mean, I kind of have all I want to know is from him, his podcast, is if I want to know what he's thinking, or I don't even have to have dinner with him. It's all out there for you. Rhett and Link? That'd be cool. Yeah. Well, what about you guys? Leave in the comments. Hit me up on Twitter. Let me know your answers. What would I pick for a last meal? I think Chinese food. If I knew I was going to die, if I was on the death row, probably Chinese food from my favorite Chinese place. That or pizza. Some dope pizza. Here's some tips. Listen, you should have done this, Jamin, you dippy. How to come up with the great podcast interview questions. First one, write down what your goal is with the interview. Why didn't I think of that? Write down my goal for this podcast. What was it? I don't have a goal. Well, I should have wrote it down. Jot down the questions you have about the guest or what they do that's on the top of your head. Make a list of everything the guest does or interested in. Write down a list of things you know personally. See, I know if I had a guest, I would do my homework. I'm not a dumbass. I just don't have a guest. Write down your goal. I should have wrote down a goal for this. Last week when I did this, I had a goal. I pitched my movie that I wanted to. It was the live show. Like, I did a live show, which I was going to do this week. So if you're really following me, sorry that I missed out on this Saturday. It was supposed to be a Twitch live show. But some things came up. My nephew's birthday was this week. Stay tuned for the vlog on Wednesday. There's some cool stuff in there. Don't want to spoil anything right now, but there's some really cool stuff in there that I hope a lot of people will watch and see because it's super interesting to me anyways. So hopefully it should be interesting to you guys. List down guest interests, blah, blah, blah. What do you want to learn? Change perspectives. Free Your Voice podcasting course. Start a podcast in 4 weeks. No nonsense. Zilch. It's free. No information is held back. All right, I'm signing up. I've already started a podcast. Here's lots of blogs. 12 steps to a killer product presentation. Okay. Why? Getting why or getting to why? All right, let's go back. Let's find some more questions. Podcast questions for students. Funny podcast questions. This is good, guys. Here's some hilarious stuff. What would you do if you found a penguin in the freezer? call the police? Call animal control and say, hey, there's a penguin here. Can you take it to back to the zoo or something? If you were a tree, what kind of tree would you be and why? If I was a tree, I would like to say I'd be a great big oak tree. But in reality, I'd probably be like a ficus or something. Is that even a tree? Sounds like a tree to me. I'm a ficus tree. Would you rather fight one horse-sized duck or 1,000? No, not 1,000. 100 duck-sized horses. Horse-sized duck. Dang. A horse-sized duck, for sure. 100 of anything is not good. And all those little horse hooves, imagine those little tiny horse hooves, if they're duck-sized, just trampling you all over you. 100 of them? That's crazy. All right, let's look. These are kind of funny. Some of them, anyways. All right. How would you sell hot cocoa in Florida? You put ice in it, make it cold, and you say it's some kind of coffee. That's how you do it. How many basketballs would fit in this room? Well, for sure one, because I have one in here, so that answered that one. You're a new addition to a crayon box. What color would you be and why? I'd be Jamin color, because that's what I am. I'm Jamin color. Everyone's a different color. I'm Jamin color. What is the funniest thing that has happened to you recently? The funniest thing, Megan was, I don't know, she cracks me up. She's just a goofball. I think it was her, something she did. We were just in here chilling, and she was acting like a fool and a goofball, and I was tickling her, and she was laughing and making weird faces, and it was cracking me up. That's probably the funniest thing. And that was very recently. That's today. I can't think back farther than today about funny things that have happened. Describe the color yellow to someone who is blind. Nope. Skip that one. If you were a pizza delivery man, how would you benefit from scissors? What? What? Okay. Skip. Why is a tennis ball fuzzy? It's like for grip. It's got to be, right? It has to do something with the like the tennis racket has those weird fiber type things on it. It's got to have something to do with that, like those plastic things. It's got to have something to do with the grip. If you can throw a parade of any caliber through your office, what type of parade would it be? A marching band parade. Because it would be hilarious just to have someone with all the trumpets and the drums and all that going through the aisles at Walmart. That would be funny. What would you do if you were the one survivor in a plane crash? Well, am I crashed in the ocean or am I crashed on land somewhere? It's a little morbid to think about, so I'm not gonna go down that rabbit hole. If you woke up and had 2,000 unread emails and could only answer 300 of them, how would you choose which ones to answer? That sounds dumb, and I don't care. So, next one. If you could have a machine that produced $100 for life, how much would you be willing to pay for it? $100? A machine that produced $100 for life. So I could just have unlimited $100. I'd pay however much I had, so that I could have it, and I could produce $100 forever. I'd pay all the money I got. That's a dumb question. How lucky are you, and why? I'm very lucky, because there are people out there that are struggling so hard. and they're on the street, or they're in a country that is very downtrodden, and they just have no, like, nothing good going on, really. And so I'm super lucky, because I have this nice computer, this house. I'm recording podcasts, for gosh sakes. So I'm super lucky. If you could only choose one song to play every time you walked into a room for the rest of your life, what would it be? Or what would it, okay, just what would it be? Not why. One song to play every time you walked into a room. How about at Linkin Park? What's the name of it? What's the name of it? Linkin Park. Oh, gosh. All right. I have to look up the name for it. Sorry for all this typing if you hear it. I'm trying to do it super quiet. It is One Step Closer. That's what I was thinking of. So, because it's like every time I walk in, it's like dum 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 dum, just make me feel super badass. I cannot take this anymore. Saying all the things I've said before, and I'm just walking into the kitchen, and it's like, and that's just so epic and badass. Throw down a. Put the toast down in the toaster. Everything you say to me. They pop up. Shut up when you're talking to me. Yeah. Pretty epic. Next. Okay, where am I leaving off, though? If you could get rid of any one state, which would it be and why? Rid of any one state. It's got to be Rhode Island. Sorry, Rhode Islanders. It's so small. Just move to a different state. There you go. There you go. Or Florida. Everything bad happens in Florida. Sorry, Drew. And Megan's parents. But Rhode Island, it's so small. Move out of there. And then guess what? We didn't lose much. And everyone's in a different place. So a penguin walks through the... What's the penguin questions? Skipping penguin questions. You're in a room with three light switches. Okay, this is a long question. Each of which controls one of three light bulbs in the next room. You need to determine which console or which switch controls which light bulb. All lights are off to begin, and you can't see into one room from the other. You can inspect the other room only once. How can you find out which switches are connected to which bulbs? Oh my gosh, what did I sign? What is this freaking math homework right now? How many bulbs, if you have 100 light bulbs and you drop 30 and they're traveling a train at 10 miles per hour? Should I even attempt this? I don't think, it's kind of an interesting question. It's to get to the bottom of it, but it's a little complicated. I don't think I'm down for that. Nope, I'm giving up on that. Next, how would people communicate in a perfect world? Emojis, duh, easy enough. I think the world is gonna eventually we're all gonna communicate with just emojis. For sure. It's gonna be emoji world. That people are used to do it. You know what hieroglyphics are? Ancient Egypt? Check that out, bro. It's just emojis, alright? Why are manhole covers round? That's a good question, because manhole covers kinda suck to get off. It'd be better if they were like a square, probably. But I think a circle uses less molding, probably. Like, if you think about it, when you go down that, like the manhole, it's a circular thing that goes up, like a tube, kind of. And I think it's just easier to put a ladder on that, or to, you know, make that concrete some way. I think that's it. Gotta be, right? I'm just guessing. Brain teasers. So there was 21 questions there, answered all of them perfectly. And they're like, these questions could take hours. Just talk about them for hours with your guests. I'm like, no, those were simple questions. There's not much to go deep into. There's not like the philosophy of life in those questions. All right, 15 fun, weird, and unexpected interview questions. All right. Yeah, see, here's this question again. In this is a different website. Different entirely. Like, the setup, this, different entirely. Now, imagine you ask your candidate this. If you were a pizza delivery person, how would you benefit from scissors? Why is this in here again? Do people think this is a good question to really think about and ask? Oh my gosh. I don't like that. It's dumb. Funny interview questions. Number one, how would you solve problems if you were from Mars? I would do it the same way. I'm still the same person. I'm just from Mars. Next question. What do you think of... why am I getting so mad about this? I'm getting kind of fired up over nothing. Over weird interview questions. What do you think of garden gnomes? This question asked by Trader Joe's. Okay. So this website is given questions. The headline is the question. One. Then they have like a weird explanation below it to justify the question. This question asked by Amazon helps you see if your candidate can think outside what's traditional or normal. You'll want your candidate to demonstrate an ability to problem solve even under bizarre circumstances. Her answer could show you the capable of entering a new work environment. For instance, an ideal candidate might say, if I were on Mars, I'd likely be their own problem separate from Earth. First, I conduct research, determine a cause and effect, and I'll... blah, blah, blah. We don't need these. Someone thought about this a lot. They wrote out, like, correct answers to this. There is no right... okay, what do you think of garden gnomes? There is no right answer to this question, but if your team likes to be sarcastic with one another, you might want your candidate to say, if I could get a job as one, then I probably wouldn't be here today talking to you. What? That is dumb. If I could get a job as one, a garden gnome, then I probably wouldn't be here today talking to you. Yeah, I'd be standing in someone's yard. That's dumb. Ultimately, if your candidate is able to handle this curveball with ease, it shows an impressive ability to react quickly to bizarre circumstances. So these are questions you should ask in interviews to throw off your interviewee, and so you can figure out exactly how they answer these weird questions, and this website's giving you insight if the way they answer it is good or bad. Bizarre. To say the least, bizarre. All right, now here's the question that we had. Why are manholes round? Let's look at what they say. An ideal candidate would think the question through and provide a thoughtful answer like this one. A round manhole cover can't fall through the round manhole opening. A square cover, on the other hand, could fit diagonally through the opening and fall through. Is that true? Yeah, you are right. Additionally, a circular cover fits easily and can be removed easily without much precision or rotating. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, that's a good thing. The cover won't fall through because it could fit. Yeah. All right, that's good. This answer demonstrates your candidate's ability to see the necessity of certain solutions and ideally apply those same problem-solving skills to her own role. Very progressive. This article has her for everything instead of he or they. All right, this is a new question. You've been given an elephant. You can't give it away or sell it. What would you do with the elephant? All right, so this is, you've just been handed a great business opportunity. You have an elephant. You ever been to a circus, people? You fasten a saddle and you sell elephant rides. Like, you have to keep the elephant. You don't sell the elephant, but you sell rides on the elephant. And you have that at the park. You take it to the park every day or every other day or whenever. And you make some money with elephant rides. Keep it in your backyard with your dog that barks at everything. Maybe they'll become friends, and maybe she won't bark so much because she has someone to play with. If you're a tree, what kind of tree would you be? Same question. All right, this, what did they say about this question? Your ideal candidate should say something like this. I would be an oak tree. That's what I said, because I'm strong and dependable. Of course, it doesn't matter what tree she chooses, as long as she uses her answer as an opportunity to show you why she's a good fit for the position. I'm a ficus, ladies and gentlemen. I'm a ficus. Ficus might be some kind of bush or a plant. I don't even think it's a tree, but whatever. I think ficus is a funny word. What's the color of money? You know why money is green? Because green is for greed. They knew it when they made it. They knew it. Polly 1 asked this question to his financial candidates. While you might be expecting green to be the right answer, you actually want your candidate to say, depends on the country. This type of awareness for the world at large can be critical when evaluating markets and making global financial decisions. You can't see me, but I'm facepalming so hard. Can you hear it? That's me facepalming. So these people are taking these questions so literally, and they're trying to make them as if they really matter for getting a job. It's kind of funny. I wonder if this article is being serious or if this is some big joke. I hope the latter. If you had to be shipwrecked on a deserted island, but all your human needs, such as food and water, were taken care of, what two items would you want to have with you? Now, this is something I can get behind. All right. So, all your food and water, fine. And you can have two other items. So, you can have food and water, but you, to be warm, you would like something to make fire with. So you can cook your own food and everything, which is a good reason to have fire. But if you don't need fire for food, I guess you could just, you know, fasten some tree branches together or find some big leaves or, I don't know, you can make a blanket out of something. I guess, depends on where you are. If it's a deserted island, maybe it's a hot island and you won't need that because it won't be so cold. But let's put that aside. So let's say it is a warm island. So we don't need a lighter or anything because we'll have food. What's this thing? I want to say like a book of some kind, but you have to read the same book over and over. You could say a cell phone and a charger, but you can't charge your phone. There's no wall outlets like in a pineapple tree. No pineapple tree wall outlets. This is difficult. Can I say a person? Can I have one person with me? But a person's not an item. How about... Dang it. If I have a TV... Well, there's no power. Again, I was going to say a TV and a DVD player. You got me stumped, guys. What kind of items? All right, let's read their answers first. Okay, so this questionnaire asked by companies like Yahoo encourages the candidate to demonstrate creativity and innovativeness. That's hard for me to say. Innovativeness. Additionally, it helps you determine your candidate's priorities. For instance, a candidate who mentions needing a Kindle with unlimited books and my laptop shows different values from a candidate who says he wants music and a boat. While there's no right answer, you'll want a candidate who showcases an ability to prioritize and think logically through tough situations. Sorry, hold on. For instance, maybe your candidate says, I like to bring a Wi-Fi enabled laptop and with wind generator to charge the batteries and a lighter. I can do my work and keep in contact with my friends on my laptop, and I can use lighters to start fires and keep warm at night. See, that's kind of what I was thinking. I didn't know you could bring like a Wi-Fi enabled laptop with the wind generator to charge the batteries. Well, Wi-Fi, there's no Wi-Fi on this island. It's deserted, you dippy. You can't, like, a wind generator is two things. And then you also have a lighter, that's three things. You cheated. So my things would be, I think I like the person who said Kindle. Kindles need batteries, though, too, don't they? This person said a Kindle with limited books and my laptop. Music and a boat. So, music. How are you getting music? I want music. Is that, a music is one item? Dumb. I'll give my answers, I guess. Jeez. I gotta have, I'll take a lighter, because I will like to be warm. No, not a lighter, a strike, a flint striker, so that I can use it over and over again, because the lighter's gonna run out of gas, of whatever they call that, lighter fluid stuff. I guess it's just lighter fluid. So, a striker, and what's my favorite book? I don't really have a favorite book. It's kind of sad. Jamin, don't have a favorite book? Nope, I don't. I think Animal House used... Not Animal House. That's a... Animal Farm, I used to say, was my favorite book. Maybe 1984. I read that recently, and my goodness, so good. I could read that book a couple more times, so... It has a lot of stuff in there to think about, so I could probably read that for a good while, keep me entertained. And then I can burn it. That'd be fun. Okay, next question. Spent a little too long on the deserted island one. You guys leave your answers down below. Am I a hunter or a gatherer? If it was, I would say I'd be a hunter. Excuse me. If I was back in the old times, I would be a hunter. Right now, I'm more of a gatherer. But just because I'm spoiled with the amenities of life. Okay, weird, unusual, and random interview questions. How much do you charge to wash every window in Seattle? My gosh. Not even thinking about that. This person has it has a long answer. This person really thought about it. Ideally, your candidate will say something like this. Well, let's say Seattle consists of 10,000 city blocks with 1,000 windows per block. That's 10 million windows. If I charge $5 per window, make 50 million. Golly, too much thinking. Design a spice rack for the blind. Nope. How many pennies would fit in this room? Nope. If you had a choice between two superpowers being invisibility or flying, which one would you choose? You have to always choose flying. Why would you never choose flying? On the surface, this sounds like a question you heard at sleepaway camp when you were 12, but Forbes found it to be an indicator of potential leadership ability, with 72% of surveyed leaders choosing the ability to fly over being invisible. 72%, guys, of leaders. So are you a leader? Then you're flying. If you're a coward, you choose invisibility because you want to disappear. If you think about it, this question is really asking, do you prefer to be in the spotlight or more behind the scenes? Of course, this shouldn't be the only question you ask to determine a candidate's personality and cultural fit, but it's nonetheless a good initial indicator of where someone... This has turned into, how good can Jamin read? Because I'm reading all this stuff, and I'm fumbling my words like Ezekiel Elliott fumbles the football. Hey, got him. Cowboys fans are laughing right now. Not... On the inside, though. What was the last gift you gave someone?
This dude.
Just kidding. Jokes. Next question. How many square feet of pizza are eaten in the United States each year? Huh. A billion. Americans, and you get... Oh my god, you're ideal. See, again, this person's doing math. your ideal candidate might say, well, a pizza is roughly 1 square foot. If the average American eats 1/3 of pizza and the pizza eats 3 times a month and a square foot 12 years, then simply multiply that by 200 million Americans, you get 2.4 billion square feet. Yeesh. Too much thinking. If you could compare yourself with any animal, which would it be and why?
Huh.
A sloth, because I'm slow and I lounge around. No, I'd be more like a monkey, because monkeys just, they seem like weird, and they're like just looking around, and they're like, doing just like, you know, they always look like they don't know what's going on. To me, they just kind of seem like they're there doing something, but nothing at the same time, and that's just kind of me. They always got this bewildered look on their face. But I guess that's because they're seeing a human, and whenever I see a monkey, they're seeing me, and they're like, what the heck is this? It's a weird thing, weird kind of person. So, that's into that one. I like that one better, because it had the same questions almost, but it gave you, like, some answers, which is kind of cool. Let's look at else what's on here. Questions for a comedy podcast. Reddit. Good old Reddit, guys. Good old Reddit. The Mediocre Podcast. That's what this person's typed in. They typed in our podcasts. Me and my friends have started a comedy podcast where we talk about basically anything. Your questions. Oh. We talk about basically anything. Your question can have swears, be offensive, cover political topics, anything. Nothing is off limits. These questions will appear 2 episodes from now. Thanks. This was 3 years ago. There's 2 people that commented. That's cool. What are some modern day and now you know G.I. Joe lessons? This guy was obviously old who wrote that question, because I have no idea what the fuck he's talking about. I kind of do. Like, G.I. Joe, at the end of their episodes, they would have... I only know this from Family Guy. So, you know how... what's his name? McFarlane? Seth MacFarlane? He's old. He watched G.I. Joe. So they have lessons at the end of G.I. Joe. Well, now you know. Because we always have to cover something and make little kids think about the correct... I don't know what I'm saying. Be politically correct. Don't know. So this guy left a long question. How can I make traffic suck less? Podcasts help, but I still feel stress. Comedy is my favorite genre. Can't smoke marijuana while driving my car. That's a mess. Edit. If you use this, reply with a link. Diverse listening makes me think. I drink and draw cartoons. Insta, podcast, podtunes. No posts in a while. Too busy to drink. What? Okay. Let's click on this thing that he posted in there. Podcast, podtunes. I like the drawings he did on here. I wonder if I should tag him in this. I should tag him in my podcast thing. I'm gonna save this link. Copy. How should I save it better than just copy? Yeah, I'll copy it and I'll put it on my. I'll put it in a file. In a folder. Let's open Notepad. Where the fuck is a Notepad on this thing? Notepad. Paste. All right. So that's on there. Podcast Podtunes. Exit. Reply. Oh, so I should reply here on this, on the Reddit thing. Don't know how to do that very much. Don't know Reddit too well. Hey, Coffeine. I'm Coffee Bean Cowboy on Reddit, and I have 1 karma. I don't know what that is, but I got 1 karma. Yay me! Okay, back. My dog is still barking, you guys. Still barking. Hmm. All right, let's see news. News, nothing news. News sucks. Tom Green on Bigfoot, letting go and his new podcasting van. My dog got all dirty today because it kind of sprinkled, like sprinkled rain. What are they, what is it? Not sprinkled. What do they call it when it, I guess it is sprinkling. It's not misting. When it rains, it's a light rain. Gosh, I think I'm so tired. It's only 7 o'clock here, but I'm feeling tired. Or something's going on. I want to do some, and I still got to do some reaction videos later. I don't have to today, but I want to. It's a good time to record some reaction videos. Leave in the comments if you hear this. What should I react to? I'm going to do some music reactions. Fixing to get some into some music reactions, because I think those will be hitting. You know what I'm saying? Hitting. Okay. What's the best performance in a Spider-Man movie? Because I talked about Spider-Man. I think Tom Holland, we've seen so much of him in these newest movies where he's sad, confused, happy. When he finds Happy Hogan in that field and he doesn't know if he's real or not because Mysterio has really been fucking with his head and he's so like out of it. It's so good. Like Tom Holland is very good in those movies. I recently saw him in The Devil All the Time, and he was good. I felt like there was some parts where he was, I think his performance was a little uneven. His accent was a bit distracting to me. Not that it was bad necessarily, but just okay. Because he is British, and he was telling him to do a deep South accent, and it just didn't work so well. Also in the movie was Robert Pattinson, and his accent was horrible. He had a lot of weird choices with the way he spoke, and certain things he said. I could not get behind him, his performance very much in the movie. And it was so slow in certain points, it very much dragged. I was bored. I almost shut the movie off. But I kept watching, and as it progressed on, it started to really pick up. More of the story beats started to come together, and I could see more of what was happening. And I was like, oh, this is going somewhere, and it's going somewhere interesting. I would love to read the book. It was based on a book. I just feel like they didn't have as much time, because the movie is long, and I'm sure the book is kind of long. They had to fit in a lot of stuff into the movie that it just feels like it kind of, some of the stuff gets glossed over just a tad bit. Spoiler alert for the movie. If you don't want to hear spoilers about The Devil All the Time, here's like a 20-second thing about what something that happens that they kind of gloss over to me. Okay, you skip ahead now. So his sister dies. She accidentally hangs herself. And I feel like that was so glossed over, like it happened way too fast, or it just kind of came and it went away, and it didn't feel as big of a deal as it should have, even though it felt kind of like a big deal. It just needed a little bit more to really hit home and get me deep down, you know. I just didn't quite work for me, as well as it should have. Okay, end of spoilers. So I say watch it. I recommend it on my scale of, most of the time I don't really rate movies. I do, but I feel like I shouldn't because I don't have a consistent scale. So I don't care that much about rating movies. I recommend watching or not watching, basically. So I would say it's worth a watch. Check it out. If you haven't, give it a shot. It's really, I mean, you might like it more than me. And so I recommend checking it out. Watch Snowpiercer this week. Recommend that one. Check that movie out. Really good. One of the best sci-fi action movies of the last 10 years. top 10, top 5 for sure. For me, at least. What else was there? I'm getting close. I'm at 50 minutes for the podcast, so I think this is good enough. I don't want to have too long of a podcast because I have other things to edit tonight. Check out, if you're listening to this one, check out the other episodes of Joining the Crew, the One Piece podcast that me and Megan do. Really good episode this week covering start of Alabasta, working back to the end of Arlong. So we got Whiskey Peak, Little Garden, Drum Island, all that kind of stuff. We see Chopper, Ace, Smoker, all that cool stuff. So if you like One Piece, check out that podcast. As I said earlier, links in the description for everything. You can find me there. Follow me. Subscribe to this channel, please. It would be so awesome to get to 1,000 subscribers. It's a very small dream of mine. Medium dream. It's a dream of mine. It would be so awesome to hit 1,000 subs. I want to get there. You guys can help me if you enjoy this stuff. And comment with questions. Let me know what you think. And thanks for listening. You guys are awesome. I will see you next time.